Welcome to the Wiley Manager Podcast, your place for just-in-time management advice on the web at wileymanager.com.
Hey, welcome to your Wiley Manager Podcast. Today, Jed, we're talking about receiving feedback. And I love the subtitle you put in here. I used to be conceited, but now I'm perfect.
I used to be conceited, but then I got some feedback to that effect.
And now I corrected I'm perfect. It. Yeah, you betcha. Yeah, it's very cool. Right on. Well, before we dive in, I have some viewer mail here. This is from S. McDonald via iTunes. We discovered something really interesting about iTunes. See, you and I are both Apple guys, right? But
yeah.
iTunes is not the best website in the world, right? So you have to go into country by country. So there's actually a whole bunch of comments that we had that we didn't know because we weren't going on to individual countries' websites. Now we know. So via iTunes, we got this from S. McDonald, and this is simple advice I can actually use. And the quote is, "Thanks. I always learn something new here. I especially like how you simplify the topics by focusing on three things. I'll continue to be a regular listener." So thank you for that.
And what country was S. McDonald from, Bob?
I think it was the United States.
Excellent. Right on.
Yeah.
Well, thanks,
yeah.
S. McDonald.
Yes, that could – anybody – it's a very unusual name, McDonald. It could really be anybody. thank you for your feedback, and we, of course, encourage people to reach out to us via iTunes or Facebook or YouTube or on our website. We'd love to hear from people. So diving right in, Jed, today, the agenda for today's podcast on receiving feedback. Lay it on us. What are we going to talk about?
Well, we've done podcasts before on how to give feedback. Now we're going to talk about being on the other end of that. So we'll talk about why that might be important to talk about on today's podcast. Hopefully we can convince you that getting feedback is in fact a good thing. So we'll talk about a couple different ways you can go about gathering that feedback. Before we move into how you're going to receive feedback, I've lumped this into a couple of different ways you could respond potentially. So if you want to get fired, here's how you respond and receive feedback. However, if you want to get promoted, here's another way to go about it. And then as usual, to keep S. McDonald happy, we'll continue to do the three things.
Right on. Nothing but the best advice here, Jed, how to get fired right here on the Wiley Manager Podcast. Well, why don't you start out by telling us why I should care about receiving feedback? Isn't it good enough just to give feedback? Just give it to them.
Well, as a leader, you often think about the importance of giving feedback. But one of the most powerful ways to develop your own leadership skills to change your behavior for the better is to encourage feedback from others, right? So, there's lots – you can just sort of go – work on it, I suppose, but you might in fact be working on the wrong things. The feedback's going to help you zero in on the few things that you could in fact spend more of your energy and time on trying to improve. That's going to have an impact on the people that work with and for you.
Cool.
Another reason is, your powers of self-perception are only going to be so good. They're only going to get you so far, right? What you think about your own leadership is cute and important, I suppose, but only to yourself. What's in fact more important is what others think about your leadership. What do the people that work for you think about your leadership? What do they think your strengths are? What do they think your areas to improve might be? That's actually what other people's perceptions is much more important than your own.
So, question for you. Do you think Superman would have superpowers of self-perception, or would he have regular powers of self-perception?
Wow, that is a good question.
Never
mind. I haven't given a whole lot of thought to.
And carry on.
I can't give it any more thought either. One more thing for you. So the critical factor in making the feedback effective for your own development is how you deal with and respond to the information you receive, which is why I chose to pick this topic for today. So it's one thing to go out and ask for the feedback and gather it. How you respond to that information is either going to make or break its effectiveness. So that's why we plugged it into today's topic.
All right on. Okay. So you've won me over. I need to get feedback. I need to listen to it carefully and receive it well. How do I get feedback, Jed? Where do I get it?
Well, most simple way is to just ask for it, right? So when you're talking to your boss on your one-on-one, ask for feedback. When you're talking to your direct reports, ask for feedback. So it can be as simple as adding it into some of your conversations, right? To say, hey, I want to understand a bit better, what I might be able to do differently that would help us, that would help you. Mm-hmm. So just, there's lots of different ways you can go about framing those questions. Just ask others for the feedback.
Sure.
And ask multiple sources, right? Just if one person tells you something about yourself, that might be interesting, but once you get a few different people telling you the same thing, that might be the one thing you need to start paying attention to.
Yeah, maybe. everybody thinks you're an idiot. Okay, well, perhaps I'm an idiot. More formal ways to gather feedback?
Yeah. So in addition to asking, you can do 360-degree feedback.
Right.
We've talked about skip-level meetings before on the podcast, so that's another great way you can have somebody else facilitate it. Not you, but have somebody else facilitate a meeting with your team members. So that's another way to go about gathering some of that feedback. Another idea is just to listen for it. So you might not be asking for it. You might not be formally, you know, going through a process to gather feedback. But if you have your spidey senses up, you know, your antenna up to listen for some of this stuff, you'd be surprised. There's often some clues that are getting sent your way. So be open to receiving feedback all the time. You might pick up on a few things.
Right on. And for those counting, that's two superheroes that have been mentioned in this podcast. We'll see if we can get a couple more in before the end of our 15 minutes.
Spider-Man, Superman.
Right on. Okay. So this is good stuff. So the next part is that if you want to get fired, so this is where the great advice comes from Wiley Manager, right? So here's some things you want to do if you want to get fired. So tell us how this relates in terms of feedback. What are some things I can do if I want to get fired?
If you want, I've seen this happen. This is the reason why we're talking about these things. I've seen it happen. So if you're getting some feedback from whomever, from any of the different sources we talked about before, here's how you get fired. Respond to it this way. First, get emotional about the feedback. So lose your cool. Get angry about it. Get pissed off. That's one great way to get fired when you get feedback. Another great way to get fired is to really be defensive about it. Oh, this couldn't possibly be true. That they're lying. They're not telling the truth. I don't do that. That's not me. That's a great way to get fired.
It's him, right? It's not me.
It's not me. It's him.
Yeah, it's always him.
Another way to get fired is deny that it happens at all, right? This is the closely related cousin to being defensive, right? So it's not, this doesn't happen. I didn't do that. I don't say that. I never act that way. Another great way is to acknowledge it, but then try and explain it away. So yeah, I do that, but I do it, you know, for these great reasons, right? You try and justify your own behavior, even when it's impacting or landing poorly with others. There's a good reason why I behave and act that way, so you kind of explain it away.
Right. I may be an axe murderer, but...
Another great way to handle feedback if you want to get fired is to just make excuses for it. So again, you're acknowledging that the feedback could somehow be accurate, but here's the excuses as to why they're saying what they're saying. You know, they don't like me, or, you know, that's just the way I'm hardwired. If you don't like it, tough noogies for you.
Yep.
It's part of my personality, so get over it.
Yep. It's the way I am, babe.
Another great way to handle feedback if you want to get fired is to go and mope around and sulk about it for the next 2 weeks after you get the feedback.
Yeah, everybody loves
your head,
that.
You know, droopy lip, wander around the office feeling sorry for yourself. That's a great way to respond to feedback.
Yep.
And the worst way, if you actually want to get fired, just continue to ignore the feedback. So you're getting told the same thing over and over. You continue to ignore the feedback. Ultimately and eventually, there's a good chance that's going to lead to you getting fired.
Right. And of course, we, you know, there's some times when we would probably suggest to people that they do ignore certain feedback, but you're talking about repeated multiple sources, repeated times people are trying to give you a message and you just choose not to listen to it.
Yeah. If one person has that feeling about you or that perception about you, that's interesting. When you know, there starts to be, you know, half of your team is saying the same thing about you, you might want to start paying attention.
might be time to, you know, take a look at this thing. They may have a point, these 500 people.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe it's not them. Maybe it is you.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So you've told me what I need to do to get fired, which is, of course, helpful. But maybe you can put a bit of a positive spin on it for me here and see what I can actually do with this, because many of us don't want to be fired.
All right. So I've told you what not to do. Let's quickly go through the Wiley Manager's 6 steps to effectively receiving feedback. So step number one is to just simply listen, Bob.
Yep.
Listen without judging what the other person is saying. You know, you're going to have some inner dialogue in your head, I'm sure, but try to just be open to the feedback. So listen without expressing your opinion. Listen without, you know, even responding. Just open your ears and try and listen to what the person's trying to tell you.
Yeah. And that's actually really important, the whole part about there's not a need when you receive feedback to respond.
No.
And you don't need to, again, as you suggest, you can disagree with this stuff. And at this point, it's probably your best course of action is to smile and nod and just take it all in, right? So you don't need to refute and, you know, go away and think about it. Come back if you want to make a response.
Well, any of the ones we talked about in terms of getting fired around, you know, trying to explain it away, making excuses and being defensive about it. That's what I'm telling you to avoid during this first step, which is just simply listen to the feedback. Take it in.
Right on. Okay, step two.
clarify. So it doesn't mean that you can't ask some questions to make sure that you understand the feedback. And again, this is, you know, make sure this is a bit of a slippery slope if you start asking questions in order to get, you know, the proof of the feedback, if you will. But certainly asking probing questions to make sure you understand what is being said. You know, asking questions to clarify. Even, Bob, asking for examples. Okay, so you tell me that I don't listen to folks. Tell me more about how and when you saw it happen. Well, Bob, just in the meeting this morning, you interrupted Sue 5 times.
Right.
Because you're not listening to her. You're just more interested in talking. And so you interrupted her 5 times. There's a good example of what I'm meaning when I'm talking to you about your listening skills.
Right.
So all those kinds of questions, fair game during the clarify step. Make sure you ask a lot of good questions to make sure you fully understand what they're telling you. Because sometimes when people are providing feedback to you, they want to sugarcoat it a bit. They want to make it land a bit, you know, softly for you at times. So these questions can really help you get to the root cause of, you know, what is the behavior that's causing people to perceive me this way.
All right. So very quickly, number 3.
Simply thank them. All right. So again, avoid denying, avoid even responding. Just simply thank them for their feedback, even if you don't agree with it all, right? But thank them. There's going to be some good ideas in there. Generally, there's going to be some sort of gem of an idea that you should be listening to. And thanking them shows some respect for their perspective and opinion. And we've talked before about we do want to go out and gather feedback. Thanking them for the feedback is going to encourage them to continue to do it for you. It's a gift. You want to continue to receive that gift, so thank them for it.
And keep in mind that as oftentimes it's quite difficult to give people feedback, especially if they don't want to hear it. So this person, you know, they may be out on a limb, or they may have had to really psych themselves up to do this too. So I agree. You should say, well, even if you don't agree with it, well, you know, thank you for taking the time to tell me.
Yeah. So there's, that's sort of the first 3 are really what you do during the conversation or during the point in time when you're getting the feedback. The next 3 are more what you do afterwards, right? So
okay. Lay it on us. Number 4.
First thing you do afterwards is think about it. So take some time to consider and reflect upon other people's perceptions of your leadership behavior, right? And then think about what parts of that feedback you are going to then take some action on, which is the next step. So spend some time with yourself or with others trying to think through the feedback you're getting as the 4th step. The 5th step is to go out and change, right? Figure out what you're going to do to improve. Devote some time and energy to finding ways to improve and get better rather than spending time and energy disputing those observations, right? So figure out what's the change plan, what's the improvement plan.
Right. And then finally?
The last step is to follow up. So it's great. You might even go out and make some of those small adjustments and small changes in your behavior. Follow up afterwards. Are those adjustments to my behavior having the right, you know, effect? Are they in fact changing the perceptions of others about my leadership behavior? Is it working? So go out and ask again, hey, I've been working on this. I've tried to do a few things. Is it working? Are you noticing a difference? Follow up.
Yep. Yeah, and don't forget if you get feedback more formally to make sure, you know, again, if you do a 360 evaluation, hang up a note and say, yeah, I got the results back. I'm working on it. Thank you for taking the time.
Yeah. Yeah, these 3 steps, these 6 steps work whether you're getting 360 feedback, casual feedback that you've been asking for, skip level feedback, same thing. You go listen to it, ask clarifying questions, thank them all for it. I mean, each of these 6 steps works no matter how you're gathering the feedback.
All right. Give us 3 things, Ted.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
All right. So the 3 things. The first one is, trust me, you do want to encourage feedback. If there are things that your folks are saying about you behind your back, you want to know what those are. It's going to help you improve your leadership of those folks and be a better leader. So you want to get the feedback. You want to surface it. So go figure out how you're going to get it.
Okay, number 2.
Number 2 is that you do get to decide what you'll do with the feedback, right? So not every little piece of feedback you're going to go try and develop an action plan for. Some of it you're going to ignore. Some of it you're going to take and try and respond to maybe a bit more casually. Others you're going to sit down and think real hard about the changes you need to make and develop an action plan to improve, but it's up to you to figure out how you're going to respond to the feedback.
Right on. And number 3.
Don't forget the last step. So the last step in our 6-step process was follow-up, and that's often forgotten. People, you know, take the feedback, they maybe even make an action plan to improve, and they go out and try and do those things, but they forget to follow up to say, does the actions that I put in place, the changes I put in place, did they matter? Did they work? Did they have the desired effect? So don't forget to follow up afterwards.
All right. 6. There's your sorry. You say 6 steps and I think about, you know, drug rehab. Anyway, I remind everybody back at the Wiley Manager website, we have some related things. We've done a podcast on tough talks, and that's everything from you're fired to gee, you smell a lot. We did the Wiley Manager Guide to Getting Ahead. We did a podcast on how to ace your performance review. We also did one on 10 stupid things that smart managers do. So we'd encourage you, if you enjoyed this podcast, to go back and pick up any one of those podcasts as well. Also reminding everybody back at www.wileymanager.com, we have our cheat sheet collection of our 40 of our – there's a cheat sheet that accompanies every one of these podcasts. And we have 40 of our all-time favorites that are bundled up for you absolutely free. You can pick up off the website at any time.
Perfect.
All right, Jed, we'll talk to you soon, sir. Thank you.
See you, Bob.